Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. I'd like to start the show off with the song. It's new. Yeah. Which, if a person practices singing it before they go to sleep for like 15 minutes, and when they wake up in the morning for 15 minutes or so, and really want to know why they're here, and the song has a promise that a person sincere to real guidance and a real education from the universal guides. Anyway, maybe we'll talk about image the nation, this imagination stuff. Duane wrote that imagination is the key to the secret universes, that is, when it is properly developed within one and maintained as the reality it is. So if we imagine imagination, we could well, first I better say the four main attributes, which are true actualities from this real position of life, is purity, sincerity, gratitude, and humility. Until one becomes these more than anything in their life, they will not see the all is. Duane wrote those words. So I guess I'd like to mention a planet. If we imagine this planet, we'll call it Clarion. I think Paul Twitchell mentioned Clarion. So it sounds like everybody on this planet Clarion is pure and sincere, grateful and humble. And they're free beings of real light without restrictions. So I guess it's what's called something like perfection. Like maybe in the real universes where there aren't authoritarians and brutalitarians and trying to control what we think and do. So it seems like these are very important things for us beings that are here in the physical to have the lessons that teach us purity and sincerity and gratitude and humility. Because here we seem to have the what's called the rep systems, religious, educational, political, and then we have all these things, science, if you want to call it that, and what it has created, like fission and fusion and things that can destroy this physical realm or world. Place if it's used in a way that's not good for all. And so this planet Clarion, it sounds like it has pure air and pure water, pure food. And then we have this comparison of Earth and what we see here with our senses in this physical realm of pollution, of poison. We look down from Clarion and we see all this activity on this little ball in space, vehicles, millions and millions of them moving all over the place all the time, and things in the air flying around, and things on the ocean. And they're all using things that poison the very air that we breathe here, and poison the food that we eat, and poison the water that it's so necessary in this physical. So it sounds like the real guidance at this time is very important for everybody on Earth and in these psych realms to get to a point where we've got some guidance and education to know the reason we came here. And also to be able to not have to return here for any more what seems like hard lessons. So we look at imagination, image in how good things could be with the beautiful fruits like on Clarion, or in the crystal clear, pure water, pure air, and the vitality and the health and that we would have from living with those things in our physical lives. Would anybody like to mention anything about imagining how good it could be in comparison to how we see how the Earth, how we're experiencing these things on Earth, like wars and diseases and starvation and on? It just seems so opposite of what we could imagine as being a lot better, what makes sense to make things a lot better, whether we have to deal with the causes, which sounds like alien interference or activity is a big part of what's making Earth the way it is right now. It doesn't sound like they're on a place like Clarion, any of this interference with or control. Anyway, I just thought I'd start off mentioning this imagination. Would anybody like to mention anything? Okay. I hope somebody's out there. Today I got a man called Steve Coburn, and he's with an alien evidence incorporation. He said he'd like to join us on the Blog Talk Radio show next Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. And he has machines and things, and he's discussing this evidence he has about implants and, well, many things about aliens and what maybe he thinks their intent is, why they have anything to do with humans.
Tim, can you explain that better, what this guest is going to be doing? Does he have a machine or some technology that he can read the intent of the aliens? Or?
No, he pretty much has. I asked him if he had a machine, and he has a variety of things that they're doing, all kinds of different ways, from radiation detection with a Geiger counter to he has a variety of different tests and things he does to people to see if they've been or abducted or many different things. I guess he'd probably be a lot better to explain that here next week. He did say that would work out for him to be interviewed next Wednesday. I mentioned to him that I had had some experiences in my life with things that I don't know what actually they were, like seeing light that pulsated and got faster and faster and brighter and then disappeared. And while I'm looking at it as one example, and also things like seeing a giant triangle of lights all perfectly spaced apart like bowling pins, but it was real huge going across the night sky out in space, and wondering about these things, like when the vehicle's driving along and all of a sudden it stops running and for no reason at all. And then in a little while after it's been on the side of the road with no power, all of a sudden it starts to run fine again, like there was nothing the matter with it at all.
We talk about tap lines too, and the aliens and plants
has any awareness about the tap lines of tap
attachments
line, energies and take from us. About how they're using us as beasts of burden for them in the ways that they seem to use us, human farming prison planet. Many things that only seem to be comes to an end, it sounds. For cycles, just like our these reflections of cycles, and then we have to psych realms. And we wonder, were we there experiencing it, and we're just going through it again and not having learned our lessons about how not to use things. And so we have these aliens that have advanced technology, and they seem to not be developed in other ways, and so they have to tap line others to survive. Aliens.
Tim, can you hear me? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Yeah.
You keep cutting in and out. Sometimes for a long period of time, you keep cutting in and out, at least on my end. So I don't know what's going on, but just thought I'd tell you. I don't know if Kelsey's listening or not. She has the same situation or not. Or Henry.
Huh. Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Yeah. So many things, it seems like. And then we wonder in this reincarnation about whether we were the ones that were on Moldachak, destroyed our very own world or the other world that we were in a war with. All this, discord or not harmony.
Yeah, it's cutting out for us too. The best thing is if you can call in on a landline, on a house phone, that's the best connection. If you're on a cell phone or something else, maybe you could move. But yeah, you're cutting out for us too.
Huh. I wonder if it's something to do with the solar stuff. I don't have a landline, so maybe if somebody else has something they'd like to mention today, I'll just pretty much listen instead of trying to talk and be having it cut out. Is there anything important?
Well, if you can hear me,
like
imagination. Early on, I heard Dwayne say once, "You dream your way to the is." So I took that to heart, and that's primarily what I do, is like use my imagination, or use, you know, like a type of imagination kind of idea in this case, you know, I could say move me or shift or become more aware through that tool. It's like a tool you use. So most people are very literal, so they just go off of what the, you know, the response they get, or the reactions that they do from daily life and from their relationships and interactions and the things that happen to them, that actually you can use your imagination to the benefit, so you can in a way live in your own world, because each of us do in our own way. We live in our own little bubble, but through your imagination and doing the new you along with that, you can align yourself with the real reality and get out of the illusion, or start working your way out of the matrix and the agreements you've made and the other things that you've agreed to that in this life, so you can really see it clearly, more clearly. But the imagination is really, it's fun to have that, because you can play around with it. I mean, don't be afraid to like experiment and with it. It doesn't have to be literal cut and dry or whatever. I mean, fantasy and, you know, all that, it's really cool because that's where you can let go and be whatever you want to be and then bring it back here. The thing is, bringing it back here is the challenge, because if people don't agree with you, then, you know, you have to gain that agreement for it to become true or manifest. So it's to see more in your own way.
I lost the connection. I don't know what's going on with this phone up here.
Okay.
I can hear you now.
It must be Blog Talk because you just went out, Val, for a few moments. So it must be something with Blog Talk for everyone.
Okay. That's what it is, probably. That happens sometimes their end.
How do you see the connection between the sincerity and the imagination?
Well, it would be, you know, you're doing it for an honorable reason, your imagination. You're doing it for to become more aware. So whatever you do, and if you're singing the new you, then you're in line with everything and life will work with you. So then sincerity is important because that puts you in the ballpark, you know, and aligns you with what is real and what could be possible using your imagination. So that is very important. Yeah.
I think imagination is like deciding.
Yeah, you make a decision, you make a choice to do something. It's an active act of intent. You know, you're doing something. You're not just passive responding or reacting to something, but you're actually doing something in an active way. So that's a start. You know, it's you're being caused, basically. And not the effect. So it's a start in some realm, some dimension, some plane or area of life. I mean, it's real. It's happening, and you've created something for yourself. So you can, you know, it's out there, floating out there, so you can develop it, you know, by putting more attention on it, seeing where it goes, or it just goes, well, if you don't put attention on it, it just flies away and just disappears into wherever, space. But you've been the cause of something, you know. Each of our thoughts are something, and we can develop them, or else just let them go. And if we don't have tap lines on us, and then we have more, it's easier for us to let these things go. But the thing is, these thoughts, we're implanted with other people's imagination. That's what happens. It's other people, you know, we've been hijacked, or our imagination has been hijacked, as they say. And so we're using other people's ideas and imaginations. And that's where we get into trouble, because here in the physical, it's just... people don't have the, you know, best interests for us. So that's why people are confused and stressed and everything. They're not using their own validity or their own imagination. They're agreeing to other people's ideas and pictures.
Do you see imagination as recognizing? Like, how would imagination recognize or perceive being a free being of real light?
Well, it's just a tool. I just see it as a tool. It's not the recognition itself. It's just something you use to, like an image that you put up there that you can utilize to recognize the reality of life. But it's not the reality itself, because the reality is not any of these things that we consider here. Our ideas or feelings or thoughts or considerations, our imagination, it's beyond that. It doesn't exist in a way. It's an unknown. But the imagination is maybe the closest thing we can get to it, you know, by dreaming of what it could be in a way. You know, so that's like, it's something that is like probably one of the best things you could use to get closer to this reality. But then eventually you have to let it go anyway, because once the reality, you see this reality or you recognize it, it's just like it's an is beyond what you've imagined before. It's beyond that. Your imagination becomes even dull, or it's just, it's not even close to the reality. So it's kind of interesting the way it works. At least the way I see it here, that's where it works for me here.
Yeah. Imagination. Because it sounds like Duane says that we're here to recognize the isness life is. And it seems like to recognize this isness life is, we need references and a comparison. It sounds like Duane's providing the references, and we're experiencing this psych realm stuff. I guess that's the comparison to the real universes. Of real freedom. Here we're slaves and there we're not. Things like that. And so if we want to continue to be slaves, then I guess we have that choice too. But if we want a new position, it sounds like instead of staying as a slave, we need to have some guidance and education how to make sense of not being a slave. Without the guidance and the education, it sounds like we're going to continue to be slaves on this earth. So that seems like that's very important, what's being offered right now, these attempts to reach those who are ready. That have had enough of being a slave and don't want to be a slave anymore, want real freedom and not have to go through all this brutalitarian, authoritarian experiences anymore. Keep coming back and it doesn't seem to change, that we're just being used for others' selfish purposes. Person really want to recognize what's being presented to them, or are they still at a point where they don't care? There's other things that are more important in this psych realm stuff, about thinking about the physical as being so important. Or where we think what is most important to us. Do we really want to come back again in another body when we see the earth being so, well, made worse than instead of being made better by those that are here. It's just like if you were on a planet that is pure, and this place would look like their worst nightmare to experience, with wars and stars through singing this new song, the new you, that such a treasure for those that are ready to have the opportunity to not have to reincarnate anymore, to get to be in the real universes of real freedom, and without any more of this nightmare experience. And there's so much, it seems like, that with our little human minds that we're not seeing about the bigger picture, about what life is. We only see this little psych realm stuff, the physical, and it's hard to even have any idea, imagination of how wonderful the experience of life can be or really is. So if anyone's listening that would like to test out the new you song and get some of the books that Duane has series, and then there's Skype groups, and there's these blog talk radio things, and then all the information and stuff that's being put out on the Facebook and the Skype. Guide a person to the opportunity to find out for themselves, to test for themselves if it's something that makes sense to them, and get involved with the projects of and spreading this, sharing this, whether you call it information or hints or references, to others that are inquiring or think the ability that life can be so wonderful we can't even imagine how good it could be. So anyway, just to that point, I guess this opportunity comes around at certain times, and is there anything that anybody would like to talk about or mention? I guess that there's all kinds of things being presented about things for a person's health, like the Jilly juice and the John Ellis water and these projects about, like, the all solar research vessels and the Nations United Universal University and the homeschooling, the new homeschooling. I really don't know, unless somebody opportunity. Yeah, go ahead.
I say you've still been cutting in and out, so it's been, yeah. So it must be Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, must be. All right. Well, unless anybody has something else that they'd like to be mentioning, maybe we'll just end the show today. And Let's see. Lila has a blog talk radio show tomorrow evening at 8 p.m. Pacific Daylight Saving Time. Oh, is it 8?
Yes, it's 8 o'clock, yes.
Oh, yeah, great. And then you, Val, have your sing the new you song and end the show. Okay. New you. And thanks again, Val, for helping present the show.
Thanks for having us, Tim. Happy trails.
Yeah, you too.